I couldn't imagine anybody talking for 3 hours. And then this redheaded guy ran up on this stage and started jumping up and down. And as he began to talk, why, he talked about different ideas. He talked about the way you think. And he talked about the great law. And he talked about the picture of your mind. And as he talked, well, there came a hush over the crowd, and he really mesmerized people for 3 hours. Now, I've heard a lot of speakers, but this man kind of charged me up. And when it was over, I said to him, could you and I have a cup of coffee together? And without a minute hesitation, Heather, he said, yeah. Now, one of the great things about Bob Proctor is that he's a great giver. And sometimes people give you 2 or 3 minutes. But we went off and we sat down and we talked for a long time. And I said to him, you know, some of the things that you said today kind of turned me on. I don't see myself as a loser. And I'm considered to be a good manager. One of the bright ones, they tell me, in the company today. They say I'm a motivator, I'm a good speaker. But things never really seem to happen in my life. Why is that? The things that you're talking about. And he says, I can see very clearly what's wrong with you, and it will only take me It will only take me 15 minutes to straighten you up. So he talked for a while. He said, looky, I'm coming to Kansas. This is August. He said, I'm coming to Kansas in October to do some seminars for your company. I'll see you then. I didn't want to wait till October. I said, I want to know about this now. He said, I'm traveling Indiana and Illinois next week. If you want to come with me, come on. So for a whole week, I traveled with him. And there was 8 parts of that seminar, and we did 4 of them that week. And then at night when everybody else went to home, well, he did the other 4 with me. Now, let me tell you a little bit about how those ideas impacted my life and the lives of people around me and that I've been able to impact. Because I began to see possibilities. I began to see doors instead of walls. That was October when he came to Kansas. My agency at that time was about 180 in a company, and in 2 months we went to 72. And then later that year, why, I was transferred to another district. That district had not won a citation in the company for 8 years. One of Prudential's highest awards. When I got there, we were 163. The first year, using these ideas we're talking about right now, we finished 11 in the company out of 500. And then 9, and then 4. And then 80 and 81, we were the number one agency in the company in first-year commissions, and that's the name of the game. Everybody understands that. First-year commissions is the name of the game. And we did that in a town of 17,000 people, as he said. But I've come to understand that it's not where you are that counts, but who you are, Tammy. Now, what's the difference? What was the difference between the Paul Hutsey then and the Paul Hutsey later? Well, I've come to understand this, that there's very little difference in most people. But that little bit of difference is the way you think. And that makes a big difference. You know, William James, a great philosopher, one time said that the greatest discovery of our century is that you can change your life by changing the way you think. So from a practical point of view, from somebody that's on the street like I am, let me tell you about how these ideas that Bob talks about might impact your life and the things that they might do for you. I do some public speaking, do some seminars for companies. I've developed some of my own ideas, laws that I call on that I share with other people. And let me share some of those with you. First of all, let me talk to you about the law of repetition. And I'm going to go through this real quickly. But I think it's the number of times that you try something that's really going to make the big difference in your life. You see, the reason why you need to read your books and your tapes very often is because of repetition, spaced repetition. It is the number of times. That's why the video that we're doing right now is so important for you to have. Just think about having Bob Proctor in your house every day. I promise you that if you would take 15 minutes a day and listen to one part of this tape, you will be an expert on that part. But what happens while you're doing this is that you develop a habit. And that's what happens when you develop ideas long. You develop a habit that you couldn't break that habit if you wanted to. I could not harbor